Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is Wrestling Wednesday.
Probably couldn't be more fitting music for this.
Yeah, breaking the glass is something that needs to be done with this story right here. I take you to Long Beach, California. And if you're just tuning in, this was a story I wanted to bring to the people, but Dan Aykroyd, seances, Scooby-Doo, serial killers, Danny's family, my family being wild cards, it got in the way. But in Long Beach, California, there was a video that I watched of a woman in front of a restaurant who was standing in a parking spot. Now, she was standing in the parking spot waiting for her boyfriend to come and take that parking spot. There's a big crowd of people and a line of people to get into the restaurant that are all on the sidewalk right next to where this woman is standing. So what had happened was she got out of the car to get in line for the restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, VIP parking opens up.
Right there.
Rockstar parking. Mm-hmm. Front row, baby. She goes and stands in this spot. At this time, there is a long line of vehicles that there was a car trying to pull into that spot. She just goes and just plops right down in the middle of this parking spot, refusing to move as the car was about to pull in to said mm-hmm. parking spot.
This wasn't a situation of like tie goes to the runner, like it's already done.
No,
she's out.
No, she jumped from waiting in line to get into the restaurant to parking spot squatting.
Mm-hmm.
We all know my thoughts on squatters' rights. I don't believe in squatters' rights.
Here. Squatters' rights don't exist if you don't call the police.
So what happens is this car is waiting to come in and pull into the spot. She is just like hunkering down, texting boyfriend, and then all the people outside of the restaurant, they're like, hey, lady, move. You're holding up all the traffic. There's a long line of cars. And the patience of the people in the vehicles is astounding, because this goes on for 2-3 minutes.
Oh, no, they're just waiting. It's not patience. This is red-ass commitment, and I am in solidarity with said driver.
Dedication.
There are people, and the person in the car is like, move. Like, you get out of the parking spot. And she's like, no, my boyfriend's coming. And so they start yelling at her, like, get out of the way. All of a sudden, everybody waiting to get in the restaurant is saying, move. There starts a chant. People are going, move. Leave the spot. Leave the spot. Leave the spot. And this woman, finally, there's a lady, sassy woman, in the second vehicle in line, who just wants to get out of this parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally just loses her S. We have F-bombs, S-bombs, calling her a B. And finally, the car in front just starts inching closer and closer and closer to her. And she finally, as there's a chant of leave the spot going on, finally leaves
mm-hmm.
and walks away in disgust and flips everybody off
yeah.
and walks away.
We had this happen to us when, in October, we went to the Great Wolf Lodge for my kid's birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that place, you get there a certain time, and that's a busy lot. We pulled up, found us a good spot, and lo and behold, there's somebody standing in the spot.
Okay. This is the surprising part of all of this. Mm. The comment section is split.
That's awful.
The comment section is split that, no, she has the rights to that spot.
No.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Here's the one condition when you have the rights to that spot.
When you pull your car in.
No. If you get there and like, oh, hey, this spot behind us just opened up and we need to circle back around and nobody's behind you kind of a deal.
Well, if you can get back around there again before anybody else does, sure.
But once the backup starts, there's no way. And the fact that this woman stood her ground for so long, I may side with you a little bit of like if there's one other car in the lot, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you clearly get there.
Like, at this point,
if there's a car getting ready to pull in, no.
I counted no fewer than six cars that were backed up.
Yeah, no. Hell no.
No. And I can't believe that people say she had a right to that spot.
No. Zero.
Okay, we are 3 for 3 here.
Yeah.
Does anybody on the Vancouver Ford text line, the Twitch stream, or the YouTube stream chats agree that she has right to that spot? Because it is one of the more mind-boggling things that, one, she thought that that would be a course of action that is acceptable in society. We live in a cultured society, people. There are cultural norms and rules that we have to abide by here. That she could just go and squat in this spot, especially for 2 to 3 minutes, and then just start yelling at other people.
Yeah.
That she's in the right. There's no way here.
The best part was when this happened to us at the Great Wolf Lodge, I pull up and I put my window down and I say, what are you doing? I'm waiting for my husband. I'm holding the spot. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fine. So I drove around for another minute or so, found another spot about 2 aisles down. And by the way, it's also raining at this point too. We park, I get out, get the luggage cart, get everything unloaded out of the car. We are on our way in to go check in. And that lady is still standing in that spot waiting.
Criminal. Jail.
Yeah.
Jail.
Also hilarious, because she's just standing there in the rain.
I mean, we're talking, you know, we're getting out of the car with two kids and a bunch of crap.
God.
Yeah.
Blessed. The good news is, whether it's on the text line or on the, I don't see anything on the YouTube chat. I need to bring up the YouTube chat here really quick. The text line is saying, the comment section is only split because 90% of people who comment publicly are effing morons. She's wrong. That from P1 Jordan. Hell no. She has to get her butt out of that spot. You're backing up traffic. You need to get the F out. I agree with this. I agree.
No, it's a monstrosity.
All right. So we don't have any monsters listening to the program.
And on YouTube, Jake the Hater saying F squatters.
Okay. Okay.
And he says, my hope was that she tried to get back into her spot in the line after.
Yeah, you can't go into the restaurant after that.
Ooh.
You can't.
Yeah, you just leave. You got to go find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because when the entire waiting line of people to get in are chanting, leave the spot,
yeah,
you're not welcome there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
She goes and finds her boyfriend and gets in the car and goes, well, it looks like we're going to Red Lobster again.
I don't think you can ever go back there.
Hmm.
Because she looks straight out of Central Casting, too.
Oh, yeah. She looks exactly like
you will not
looks.
Be surprised to see what this woman looks
she,
like.
She has the Karen starter kit with the hair, the dress, the horn-rimmed glasses, the upturned nose.
She was dressed pretty kind of, I would say, a little overdressed for that joint, too.
Well,
for what looked like kind of a TGI McScratchies.
Well, no, they were going out.
Don't you ruin my date night.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. It's unlimited apps at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Better put on your nice dress.
Oh, man. Yeah. So do right by people. Parking lot etiquette. If you're in a grocery store, always return the cart to the cart return.
Yes.
Do not be a monster.
Never squat in a spot.
Mm.
If you are squatting in said spot and a car pulls up and stops wanting that spot, you've got to leave. Them's
also,
the rules.
If you are loading, like if you're at the Costco, and if you're at Costco on an afternoon on a Saturday, and I mean it's humming, right? Get your ass in gear. Once you load your stuff, do not grab your cell phone and sit there in your bleeping spot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that's a big one. But then plus also,
I hate that, because you see them like loaded up,
yeah,
and they, you know, like you close the trunk, they put the big cart away, do all the right things, and you put the blinker on, like, oh, they're leaving.
Sense of urgency.
See, but yeah, here's the thing, though,
keeps
too.
It keeps going.
Is that if you're going to be that person sitting there with your blinker on, watching somebody load their car, you better not be sitting there more than about 20, 30 seconds.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. Keep it going.
I'm just saying, like, if you see somebody, if there's, the person loading their car has the entire, you know, flatbed cart full of stuff and boxes, and you know it's going to take them 3 minutes to unload, you don't sit and wait for that spot. You
That's
keep
right.
moving.
That's right.
Move
That's
along.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I'm talking like you're watching them load the last thing in. They're pushing the cart back. Once you get in the car,
You move.
Look, you get a minute for the like buckle the kids in kind of thing, but like keep it going.
My other favorite part of this video is sassy lady in the white car in the video. As the lady finally does her walk of shame, flipping people off away, and the rightful owner of that spot pulls in, sassy lady slow rolls past all the people at the restaurant and goes, "Karen was effing on one today!" And she just keeps on driving on her way. It is. It was like
100% can't go to the restaurant now.
She took her victory lap.
Yeah.
She took her victory lap on that one, which was...
It'd be fun if she actually took a lap. It's coming back one more time. Give a double bird as she goes by.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good point here on the Vancouver Ford text line. You need to talk to one Andy Dirt Johnson about his Costco parking lot etiquette. He is a spot squatter. He says he will eat his hot dog in his car.
Eat the freaking hot dog in the cafeteria. They got space for your carts.
They do.
The whole point is, like, you can come in there and squat in there.
That's right.
It looks like we got another text popping up here. It said Sprague also disagrees with our Costco take.
No. Look, I understand people want to take their time. Can we say there's a sliding scale? Because you preface this by, on a Saturday, a busy day.
Yeah.
It's like humming in there.
Like, the parking lot is juiced to the T. Like, you're just like, you got to park out another zip code.
You have to have a sense of urgency then. Yeah. Like, that's like, decorum.
Look, Tuesday at noon, you're fine. Like, I'll keep it moving, dog. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if, like, if you don't leave this spot, I'm going to circle this parking lot 19 more times. Let's go.
I feel like we need to post a poll question here and tag Dirt and Sprague in it. See what kind of reactions we get.
I think we do. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Slandering their names is totally okay with me.
I don't think it's slander. We'll let the people speak. This is a democracy. We live in America. God.
Bullying works.
Not for long, it's not.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
What?
God, listen to Rust over there.
What?
Jeez.
I think it's time to break.
You think?
Yeah. This update brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
All right. Go on Instagram Live. Rust will be there spitting off his political takes after the show. 301 is when that starts. All right. A lot of good feedback here. We'll get to some. I think we'll have to revisit this once the poll is up and it is properly voted upon by the people, and we will revisit this because we've got a lot of thoughtful texts. And by thoughtful, I mean very angry.
Yes.
And
good.
That's the way it should be.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk sports.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I got more.
I think we're ready.
There's yeah. I got so many other things I got.
I think
stuff holstered right now.
Yeah. Is this callback to the old primetime days? What Bugs You Wednesday? Yeah.
That is a long time ago.
That's a deep cut.
Wow, we gonna open up the Weiner line again? maybe the what was it?
What
the
really grinds my gears?
Pacific Automation fax line. Yeah. we're gonna get that thing going.
God, I'd love to see a handwritten fax come through.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those were the days before the text line.
It happened.
There was yeah.
The Pacific office automation.
Young Sparky Dusty the intern, he would run to the front desk and get some faxes every now and then from the Pacific office automation fax line.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. With the they use the worst paper imaginable for fax machines.
Oh, I'm sure it was like wax.
It was, yeah, it's yeah. like little, like, it, well, it's big chunks of receipt paper. Yeah. It was the worst. Yeah. Just sitting there like... I can't even read this. Yeah. You smudged it. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. My hands are sweaty.
You touched it and it just ran everywhere.
I'm an intern.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.